Cyclothon rolls on and we go south of the border in the 11 o'clock hour. No, not to Mexico, to Illinois. And joining us now, I know that there are more than a few Bears fans that listen to this program, including my buddy Andy, who proudly wears his signed Tom Waddle jersey. Except when he's like eating hot dogs and stuff, you don't want to get some stains on that great jersey of his. It is the great Tom Waddle of Waddle and Sylvie on our sister station, ESPN Chicago, ESPN 1000. Tommy! How you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Awesome.
We're great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm also willing to tell you I've had more than one or two Big Macs in my life. Who is that?
Apparently the majority of ESPN Madison has not had a Big Mac.
Why do you think that is? Because there's a certain age group. We had a lot of Big Macs, and they're delicious. But why do you think so many of our team has not, Jesse?
There's a lot of stuff on it. I you know my preferences. We talked about when the Brewers won their 12th in a row. I like plain cheeseburgers. Yeah. It's the way that I like to go. So there's a lot of stuff that comes on a Big Mac, and instead of customizing it, they have other options, and I'd just rather get something else. Mm.
Yeah, it's a fickle group.
I am I'm of the same mind.
Hey,
I don't
Tommy, I jumped in with you last week after the Micah Parsons news broke, and I was around Bears fans at my kids' football game. We have two guys that are big time Bears fans, and they're distraught. They are feeling like this was the missing piece, and how does Green Bay get so lucky? Has that been the reaction for a lot of your audience that you've had?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are wondering why we weren't in the Micah Parsons sweepstakes. And look, I think when you were on, I said to you, Tausch, that if I was a Packer fan, I'd be thrilled at the way that Goody's running my team. Yep. When you get an opportunity to add someone of his caliber, who's 25 years old, I don't think that there's a price that is really too steep. And I don't think you guys overpaid for him. So it was a trade that I hope that Ryan Poles investigated, at least made a call. Honestly, I don't know if that was something that was on their plate or on their mind, but I applaud the Green Bay Packers for doing something that I think all their fans should be thrilled about. That was my first response, my goodness, I know with the lack of pass rush that we've had over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, he really would have fit in nicely. So I looked at it as a missed opportunity for us. But there were others who immediately, went the woe is me route. And now the Packers have got all nice things. Why can't we have nice things?
Tommy, when you think back to 2018 and they make the trade for Khalil Mack and you look at how that played out, I mean, he was a good Bears player, but I'm not sure that he tilted the field the way you would have loved for him to have done so. How do you view that, the Khalil Mack era in Bears history?
I think it was a good trade. I think it was at the right time. The problem was, guys, is you didn't have the right quarterback. That trade's a good trade. Like, I don't think they gave up too much for Khalil Mack. In fact, I think he was Defensive Player of the Year or finalist for the award. I think the Bears that season were either number one in scoring defense or number two. And I think the following year they were top five again. So I think the impact was felt and it was prominent. The problem was that when you gave up the draft currency and you paid Khalil Mack, you didn't have an out. There was no off-ramp if, in fact, the quarterback didn't work. Mm-hmm. And Mitch was our quarterback at the time. So at that point, I thought it was a really good trade. But when the trade was made, I said, this QB situation has to work or we're in trouble. There's no currency to kind of punt and go in a different direction. That's the only reason why I think that trade didn't, quote unquote, work out. And look, they were a double doink away. And many people thought if they'd gotten past the Eagles, this was a team that was going to get to the NFC title game and could have gotten to the Super Bowl. So I still resist the thought that it wasn't a good trade because they didn't get to the top of the mountain. I also resist the thought, guys, and a lot of people down here say it, with all due respect to those who feel that way, well, the Bears aren't a player away from the Super Bowl. Well, nobody thought the Commanders were going to the NFC title game last year. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought the Vikings were going to win 14 games. Your job is, as a front office guy, as a general manager, is to improve your team on a consistent basis. And adding a 25-year-old who is number one in the league in quarterback, you know, pressure rate is, I would say, upgrading your team. So I don't think that the Bears should have shied away from this deal if, in fact, they did.
Tommy, do you think this moved the needle? Because I think heading into before that, it was, you know, obviously Minnesota was really good last year, but I think most of us think they're going to take a step back. Do you think this puts Green Bay in the catbird seat of winning the North? And then where do you see the Bears kind of fit into this hole if you're looking at the NFC North?
I do. There's a lot of change, obviously, in this division. You know, you start with Detroit, the division champ, the reigning champs. I don't know how they're going to respond to a new offensive coordinator or a new defensive coordinator. I obviously like their roster. They've lost a couple of pieces to their offensive line. I think that there are some questions attached to that team. You look at Minnesota. I love what they did on the interior of the defensive line, adding Hargrove. They also added Jonathan Allen. They improved the inside of their offensive line. The question is who is J.J. McCarthy? You know, in his final season with Michigan, there are people that say, well, he was just an innocent bystander in the sidecar. Well, he had a 5-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio and completed 72% of his passes. So I thought he played pretty well with regard to what they asked him to do. And now Kevin O'Connell will be the one coaching him up. So, you know, that's a huge question. I don't think that the Vikings are going to take this huge precipitous fall. I just think their roster's good top to bottom. Your guys, I think your team, Talsh, is as talented as any team in the division, if not in the conference. My question is who is Jordan Love? Is he the guy you saw in his first year as a starter? Or is he the guy that probably you guys would know better than I took a bit of a step back, maybe because of injury last year and at times played a little reckless with the football? If he can establish himself as the guy I saw the first time he was out there, then I think your team's as good as any team in the league. Our team, you know, look, there are a ton of questions attached. Can they get enough pass rush on the defensive side? Will Caleb Williams take that next step under the coaching of Ben Johnson? I love Ben Johnson. I love the staff he's put together. He's a no-nonsense guy. His offense works. You know, they were a top five offense in Detroit the 3 years he was their OC. I'm not one of these people that is overly patient thinking, guys, that this is going to take a long time. It may. They'll be a better team in week six than week one. But why does it have to look like crap in week one? It doesn't. I mean, you've invested $70 million on the O-line here. You drafted the quarterback first overall last year. You added a tight end. You added Luther Burden. Like, my expectation is they come out and they don't look awful. It may not be, you know, prime Ben Johnson, but my expectation is that this team's done enough to win more than they lose this year.
They're making the playoffs, in your opinion?
No, I don't think they're a playoff team. Yeah. But I will be, Taos, really disappointed if this team doesn't win 9 games. I mean, come on. This isn't a rebuild anymore, okay? They tore this thing down 3-4 years ago. You've invested all of these resources. You've had high draft picks. You've signed the coach that I love and was my top choice. Now my expectation is it all manifests itself in more wins and losses.
All right, Waddle, we want your bold prediction. I do want to ask one last thing, though. So, like, I feel like most of my Bear fan friends, when Taush asks, are they making the playoffs, their instant answer is yes. Are you just so scarred from I think your rookie year was 1989,
yes,
and you have been associated with this team now for 35 plus years.
I can see Tal starting to snicker.
No, I'm impressed. I am very impressed.
Because I feel like there's a lot of reasons to be, from the outside looking in, really excited down there. And maybe you finally got the right coach, you finally got the right quarterback, and your GM has done, you know, he's rebuilt the offensive line so that your huge investment is kept safer than he had previously. And yet I'm not saying you're a Debbie Downer, but you seem to be a realist.
He's a realist. Yeah, he's being real.
So I just, before we get to your prediction for the Packers.
They won 5 games last year. They won 5 games.
There was, Matt Eberflus seems like a very nice man. It felt like there was a level of malpractice in the coaching realm.
Yes, and that's a big reason why I have them now winning
it's
nine.
Four
games.
More wins. That's a big. That's yeah, a big jump.
True. Yeah, it is.
Look, I'm the only guy at the station that's willing. Well, there are others. I think Black and Abdallah agree with me, but like Carmen and Yerk and Sylvie, they're all, and I don't blame them, wait and see mode. They're all taking the under. The number's 8.5. I took the over because my expectation, for the reasons you mentioned, Jason, my expectation is you need, you should, and if you don't, I'm going to be pissed off that if you don't win nine games. But that doesn't mean they're going to the playoffs. You know, they've got a really difficult schedule.
Yeah.
It's a difficult division, as you guys know that. This would be a step forward. I wouldn't rule it out. But I'm not ready to go there just yet. I don't think I'm – listen, I've come to terms with the dominance that the Packers have had
come
over
to
the
terms.
I've come to terms with it. You know, I wouldn't say I'm scarred. I wouldn't say that I'm snake bit. I would just say, as Talish just, you know, enunciated, I'm a realist.
Yeah.
I've gone –
that's why. That's why he lives a happy life. He understands and he kind of gets it. So we appreciate it,
guys. This is where my bar is. My workout. I stretch for 20 minutes. I do a couple of squats with no weights. I do about 4 or 5 sets of sit-ups. I take a 2-mile walk, and that's a good day for me. That's where my bar is.
I love that. We love that.
So, are you still giving us a bold prediction about the Packers while you wear your Bears hat? Yeah. Is that what's occurring here?
Yeah. I'm in enemy territory. Here's my bold prediction. You're going to go 0-7. No. I am not, as I said, I am not a hater. I'm sure you guys are waiting for me to say something that's malicious or is hurtful.
No.
That's not how I roll. Here's my bold prediction. Not only will the Packers win the division, they will start the season 8-0. How about that?
Wow.
You got the Lions and then the Commanders both at home. You go on the road against a crappy Browns team. You get a Cowboys team at their building that is dejected. You get the Bengals in your building.
Yep.
You go to Arizona and the Cardinals do what the Cardinals always do. The one, you know, hiccup could be the Steelers at the Steelers, then you get the Panthers at home. I see the first loss on your schedule for you guys is at home against Philly in week 9.
Ooh, that is bold. Okay.
And then they play later on the
crash
Bears.
And burn the rest of the season for you guys.
Okay, end of the season, tough schedule. Waddle, before you go.
Two Bears games.
Before you go, Cubbies are starting to narrow the gap. You guys believe that they can catch the Brewers before the end of September?
First of all, Tausch, I'm a Reds fan, so these are conversations I don't like to have.
Okay.
But I will. I actually made a play with the rest of our show that at plus 900 that the Cubs would win the division, and it felt good, especially after they won 3 of 5 against your guys. And now I'm wavering on my okay. play, but I'm going to stick with it.
Okay.
So
you're on Waveland.
You're not going to win. You're not going to win anything in the postseason, though. So you do know that, right?
It's a new year. It's a new era.
Yeah.
The new year.
The Brewers.
Yep. It's a new year.
Win it for Uke.
Okay. All for Uke. Absolutely.
Go Reds. All right. You're the best. Waddle, tell Sylvie we said hi. He did not get invited back. We chose you instead. Jesse's just got way too much power. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, he does.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
You got it, guys. Be good.
That is Tom Waddle of Waddle and Sylvie. Sylvie's probably sitting on the swing somewhere in his backyard processing
the... Too dejected to come on. Yeah.
The lot in life that he has. Tausch, before we get to the damn sports show, which we're only getting half of the damn sports show.
Sick day for one of
Missed
them.
Opportunity for Corey Sparks. So sick he can't even come on the Boldathon.
It's tough.
So Wally Lukaczynski scheduled to appear next after Tausch tells us about Quick Trip.
And Packer fans, your next Quick Trip run could score you the ultimate win in the Packers fan zone. Cruise into tailgate season into a brand new Chevy Silverado RST or hit the trails on a new Polaris Sportsman 570. And how about grilling like an MVP with a Pit Boss Ultimate Liftoff Griddle? For every dollar you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you're going to earn points to use in the Packers fan zone. No purchase is necessary, and get full details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. And you know what? Let's make your life easy. Order ahead on the Quick Rewards app. You can get fried chicken, pizza. You can get those take home meals. Pay ahead and grab it in-store or curbside. It's simple, fast, and ready when you are. And don't miss this week's hot deals. Nature's Touch Ice Cream, 1.5 quarts, $2.99. Quickery White Bread, 1 pound loaf, 99 cents. Quickery Breakfast Sausage Links, $2.49 a package. You got tailgates, everything at Quick Trip, and we will see you next time.
The Bold-a-thon rolls on, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
These two guys are usually a package deal, but not today. Corey Sparks a little bit under the weather. Must be that mustache. So instead, representing the Damn Sports Show every weekday at 4 o'clock on ESPN Beaver Dam, it is the legendary Wally Lukashinsky. I'm Wilde and Tausch. Walter! Good day, sir. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be on here. And yeah, it's a little weird. I don't have Sparky next to me right now, but I made sure I got his adaptive bold take for you since he just had one stolen.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
What was it? Which one was it?
He has it in here. He's all proud. He's got it typed out about how they're going to get to 8-0. They're going to lose to Philadelphia in week 9. And he's now texting me, scrambling.
Wow,
that is rattled. That's tough. He's sick, and he's got a scramble.
And that's the best part. I'm pretty sure he's still trying to get back for the Damn Sports Show somehow later today. I don't know if he's just throwing the honey and all the tea right now, or what he's doing. But he's
it's a voice thing.
Back.
He's a competitor. I like that. He's out there competing, trying to get on air. I've lived that.
He looks up to Tausch.
He'll learn someday.
Fantastic.
I feel fantastic.
It's about the same thing.
The weather there, Jason?
Well, Wally, it's your moment in the spotlight. You can give Corey's for him, but let's get yours first because, hey, half of success is showing up, and you, unlike him, showed up. So what do you got?
You're too nice, Jason. I'll tell you what's going to happen, though. Matthew Golden is not only going to be second, I'm saying second, in receiving yards in the NFC North. He will be a top 10 wide receiver in the entire NFL this year, and he will eclipse 1,200 yards.
Second in the NFC North behind Romeo Doubs, I assume.
Yeah, naturally. Romeo Doubs, clear number one, been a quarter or wide receiver one for a while now. Natural fit.
So you're saying behind Tausch's guy, Jay Jettis, as he likes to call him?
He's dinged up. He's going to be limited. He's dinged. Yeah.
Playing him 14 games a year, though, you're still likely talking 1,400 yards.
Yeah, he's a good player, no doubt about it. But he's dinged. He is dinged.
Yes. Oh, I'm on Ross St. Brown's out there. Notice how I left the name out. So it could be either way that
that's
I
smart.
Get that number
savvy.
Two.
That's
veteran
a savvy old veteran
for
move.
A young
fella. Yes, sir. Yep.
By the way, I love that Beaver Dam hat. That is nice. That is sharp.
Oh, thank you. I know Coach Wilde came in and dropped it off on the show a couple weeks ago. Got to represent the Golden Beavers.
Coach who?
Coach Wilkie. There's a lot of Wilkies that run around here.
I was going to say.
Jason thought he said Wilde.
I didn't know I had another gig.
He loves him some Wilde. There's no doubt about that.
All right, so that is your bold prediction, Walter. What did Corey scramble together for you in the text message as he is trying to get his voice back for the wildly popular Damn Sports Show?
It's worth mentioning he put this together in the last 5 minutes, so I don't know how much his heart's into it.
What
says,
a good teammate making excuses for him already.
You got to. That's what you do for your buddies here. And I tell
that's
you what.
Not,
yeah,
unless
you're
not what these guys do. They leave that's me buried in the back alley. But I'm glad you guys do that.
Hey, this is the... Sure, I got you. I got you down the road.
Appreciate
here. I promise you that much.
Appreciate it.
So he has Jordan Love is going to throw for a career-high 35 touchdowns with Matthew Golden and Tucker Kraft having 10-plus touchdowns each.
Wow.
So that would 20, be more prize picks. That would be more on prize picks is what
20 of the 35 going to two players. Jesse's keeping track of all these. Yeah. We will revisit them in January and see, or maybe February, if some of them have Super Bowl aspirations. But we will see how accurate those are. All right, well, I hope your sidekick gets healthy. Otherwise, I will talk to you and, like, Charlie Dern or somebody at 4 o'clock on the Damn Sports Show. Buddy, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Looking forward to talking to you later today, Jason.
How did you not ask him about the bowling or the darts, Tausch?
Because I know we're up against the clock.
That's his thing. You've wanted to talk to him about that forever.
I understand. And
we have time down the road.
Yeah, we have other time. Carmi's supposed to be coming on at 11:30. I don't think you want him. And plus, I want to get into great detail because Jesse has been talking about doing something. You're a doer. He's a talker.
It's true. That's
why
100% true,
Jesse. So I wanted to spare your
feelings.
Sorry
I brought it on.
Yeah, exactly.
You should be. Wally?
Well, you guys are the best.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Talk to you later.
Two Wally legends. Is a mover and a shaker now.
He
says he's going to go do something. He's throwing bowling balls. What else is he throwing? Darts. Eating burgers. He's doing all kinds. Eating hot dogs. He's doing stuff in the community down there.
Two legends talking at once. Walter Lukaczynski and Matt LaFleur is at the podium at Lambeau Field before practice as well. We'll see what he has to say. We are scheduled to be joined by another legend, our founder and CEO, the great Craig Karmazin, due to join us after Tausch tells us about Tito's Vodka.
Well, you know me, I love three things: football, firing up the grill, and a solid cocktail in hand. And when it's time to kick back, whether you're tailgating, watching a game from the couch, or grilling with buddies, Tito's Handmade Vodka is my go-to. Made in Austin, Texas. You know what? It's distilled for a clean, smooth finish, and Bloody Marys, transfusions, Gatorade, whatever it is, make sure it's Tito's in your glass. And you know what's great? Partnered with nonprofits, and Tito's does a lot of good in communities across the country, especially our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make sure it's with Tito's Handmade Vodka. Matter of fact, you're going to find this hard to believe. We were at a golf course. They did not have Tito's. I was really – you guys know I love transfusions on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
No thank you. Not having it. They didn't have it. They need to get it. Savored. Make sure it's crafted to be savored responsibly.
Craig Karmazin scheduled to appear to cap off the Boldathon next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Jesse is efforting on Craig Karmazin, our founder, CEO. He's got to talk about somebody who's bold, very bold. But we're having trouble getting connected with him. So I'm going to take this opportunity to remind you to tune in to Behind the Bucks, the podcast that is on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. Go behind the scenes of Giannis's Emmy-nominated documentary, hear about the true origins of Bucks in Six culture, and more. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. Joining us now, they don't get any bolder than him.
He's a bold cat.
You hear him on Sunday Karma every Sunday across ESPN Wisconsin. It is Craig Karmazin on our Boldathon. Craig, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you all doing?
We are wonderful as well. I did want to say this. I haven't gotten to talk to you briefly during Sunday Karma, but man, how cool is it that we've got Rich Eisen back in the fold and that he follows our. I just think that's one of the coolest things we've done, and we've done a lot of cool things.
I agree, and I'm actually in Los Angeles, and I'm about to go to his studio right now when I'm done with the call. So it's awesome, and getting to know him is incredible, and I wasn't doing that to, like, humble brag. I was doing that to give context to what his week is. Last yesterday he did his first show with us, and then he was on the NFL Network for 2 hours. Today he does his show, and then he has an 11-hour flight to São Paulo, where he will do his shows on Thursday and Friday, but he will also be the voice of the first ever NFL game on YouTube. And then, by the way, he'll fly back and do his normal, be on the air at 6 a.m. Pacific time to do his normal Sunday morning NFL Network responsibilities. So the guy's incredible, and he's just incredibly hardworking.
It's a good schedule. Sounds like Jesse's schedule.
Jesse's taking Friday off. All right, Craig, I know you got a lot going on out there in L.A. then, so lay it on us. The Boldathon wraps up with you as you deliver your bold prediction for the 2025 Green Bay Packers.
And I believe I got third place last year.
Yes.
You did, yeah. You had a good run. You had a good pick. I don't remember what it was, but it was good.
Yep.
Tausch is the one who does the rankings.
By the way, I do think I predicted that they wouldn't miss a field goal, you know, for the first like 8 weeks or something. That didn't really work.
No, that was wrong. Yep.
Not great.
But it was bold.
Okay. But I am going to go with my, I'm going to start with a negative one, which is that I believe there will be two games that the Packers lose this year that will be directly traceable to special teams. Okay.
All right. What makes you say that? Because the kicking game, we had Domofsky on and said nobody's going to miss it. He's not missing a kick all season. What is it, the return game, or where do you see that weakness?
Yep. I think blocked kick, return, fluky things, field position, like all that, where we're going to say, like, God, the Packers were kind of better, but they, special teams. Okay. Is it bold to say that they will have two players with double-digit sacks? Is that bold or is that not bold?
I think we all assume that Mike is going to get there, and it's not your boldest, but it's not going to win any awards, I'll tell you that.
What if we said three?
Three would be bold. Who's the third? Coop?
Yeah, I don't know who the third would be.
Okay. I'd probably put.
I'm going to say three.
Who's
three
the second?
Players in double digits?
Oh, Rashawn Gary's going to be. All right, three players with double-digit sacks. That is bold. I don't know
how we workshop that.
I don't know how many teams have ever had that happen. Jesse, I know you'll do some good research on that.
I'll get on that.
Get back to us on Friday.
I mean, didn't the Eagles have like 17 guys last year record like eight or more sacks or something?
That's not double digits, though. Yeah, they did have a vast array of guys going to do it. So, Craig, with the trade and everything else, where do you see this team? What the expectation game has changed for fans, I think, for a lot of us. How about for you? Do you think that move is kind of the big, bold move that you've been asking for a general manager to make for the Green Bay Packers for quite some time?
I've been waiting for this forever, and I think it makes a huge impact and a huge difference. I look at this team now and I'm like, why shouldn't they be as good as anybody maybe outside of the Eagles? So I understand when you look around and you see that they have the odds to win the division, but I think this team is going to be better late than they are early. I don't think the continuity, I'm with Jason, the continuity of the receivers, you can't just manufacture that. I think that will be a negative impact early. And I do think that this team will not win 12 games. I think, so I think fans will be a little disappointed in the wins and losses, but I think this team is going to be playing its best football at the end of the year. So I think it is going to be a coming together thing. I think there'll be a quick, right out the gate, then a regression, and then the team will be good at the end of the year.
Ooh. So quick out of the gate means they go and win back-to-back games against the Lions and the Commanders in the first 5 days of the season.
I don't know if it means at least 1-1 with like both of them like on the brink of winning, because those teams are so good, but I think they're going to look really good in those first two games. And I think that is going to make people feel really confident. I think you're going to see top five in the power ranking type stuff. And then I think there'll be a little regression. And then I do think by the end of this year, this team will look a lot like it did 2 years ago, but be a better version of that team.
All right, Craig, before we let you go and get to your business, Aaron Rodgers with the Steelers, you think playoff team, what do you think is going to happen in his potentially last season?
Yeah, I think they're a 10-win team. I think as long as he stays healthy, I think we have seen Mike Tomlin always be above 500. And we saw Aaron Rodgers coming off a really, really brutal injury just get better and better throughout the season last year. And I think, you know, people want to write him off because of his age, but he was throwing the ball well, and, you know, he's been voted a captain and, you know, double digits for the Steelers in wins, and that's a really tough division.
Well, the Packers will face the Steelers in late October. They will face the Cowboys in late September. There are some interesting games on the schedule for sure. Craig, give our best to Rich Eisen for us, and we'll catch up with you down the road. Thanks.
I will. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
That is Craig Karmazin live from Los Angeles, where he is headed over to the studios where Rich Eisen does his radio program, which you can hear right after we finish up across ESPN Wisconsin. I like how you kind of workshopped your Craig's bold prediction there. That was nice. You get an assist. It was nice of you.
What do you mean workshopped?
Well, it was going to be two double-digit guys.
That's happened a bunch. I think the Steelers have done that. And three is a lot. And I would think Devontae Wyatt should be in that mix. Mm-hmm. You have Edgerrin Cooper. You know, if Lucas Van Ness makes a big jump in, I think that's why everybody is excited, because you all know that Micah Parsons is going to draw. He is going to be the guy. I've said for numerous times on this show, when you get in those Wednesday meetings, put that bullseye.
Bullseye guy.
Put the bullseye or the spotlight, and how are we going to – you can't let this guy wreck the game. And when you do that, you're robbing Paul to pay Peter. Now it's time for Peter to start getting after people. Peter's going to get a lot of one-on-ones. Peter is Lucas Van
Peter
Ness.
Gary.
Peter's Enik Bare. Peter's Rashawn Gary and Edgerrin Cooper. That's the Peter. Paul's going to get his deal. Peter needs to get his deal.
The guy they need to sign is Peter Zahut, because he's a field-tilting guy. Pete Zahut. He's very good. Have you seen those
guys? Nobody out-peets.
Nobody
out-peeters
the pizza them, yeah. The Eagles 2 years ago were the first team in NFL history to have four players with 10 or more sacks
wow.
in a season. So that was two seasons ago.
Even more amazingly, last year the Packers had more total sacks than the Eagles did.
That's amazing, too. That is amazing.
But one won the Super Bowl and beat the Packers twice.
Yeah, Green Bay beating Philly like I'd hoped. They would have won the Super Bowl, but
that's
Philly
what
didn't.
I've heard. And if the Badgers would have had home court advantage in Milwaukee, they would have been to the Final Four. We will wrap things up by discussing our favorite bold takes next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We've reached the end of the bold-a-thon. Tausch, what stood out to you? I am standing on principle. I'm not trying to get rid of him for those that think that, because that's just stupid. But I'm going to my bold prediction, and the reason it'll be bold is because I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to play out the season, be productive for them, then they'll take the compensatory pick they get for him when he signs elsewhere. But my bold prediction is a trade deadline trade of Romeo Doubs.
What is more likely, a contract, mid-year contract extension, or a trade?
Trade. I think it's
okay.
I
think it's a bold one. I'm glad you did that, because it is bold. I don't think so either, and mainly because of the injuries.
Yeah.
And I think Romeo's going to have a good season, I think, for this team.
I
because
agree.
Of all that. So I don't think so, but
for
it's
love
the
to
boldest.
Win the MVP,
it is the boldest that you've done. Jesse, before I critique, what's yours?
So was watching college football over the weekend. A lot of Frank Beamer talk when Virginia Tech was playing South Carolina. And Frank Beamer, Beamer ball was always about
special teams.
Special teams. Yeah. With Keyshawn Nixon proclaiming at the end of last year he would not be on kick returns and then being very excited to return to kick return duty this year. Jaden Reed with a prove-it season on the line. I predict the Green Bay Packers will lead the National Football League in special teams touchdowns in 2025.
It's bold. I think
a Bisaccia believer.
Outside of Vetrano,
everything's been positive.
This is all unicorns and whatever.
Even Tom Waddle was positive for the Packers.
8-0.
Yeah, I don't. So I don't know. I mean, if there's anything, I think my pick of Jordan Love winning the MVP is the boldest. I'm biased though. Jason's, if it comes to fruition, there have been kickers. I don't know if there's ever been a kicker that has made every blanking kick.
Mike Vanderjagt, apparently.
I thought he missed
Tomofsky
in the post.
Research.
I thought he missed in the postseason, but so there's a lot of boldness. There's a lot of beauty as far as what is going on with what's with where this team is. But I think Jordan Love winning the MVP would be the boldest of the bold. That's what I think. I'm sure you're not shocked by that.
So we got to the end, and you picked yours?
Yeah.
As the best
of
one.
Of course he did.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's bold.
That's a choice.
It's a bold pick.
It is.
Edrin Cooper being a Packers Hall of Famer, which you were up in arms about.
No, that is not what I was up in arms about. I was up in arms about.
Why would you? We have 2 minutes left. Why would you revisit that now?
Because he got there was.
Why
such,
would you do
there
that?
There was such an emotion that was elicited by that pick.
It was not about him making the Packer Hall of Fame. That was not it. So you're misconstruing, as you like to do. It was about the fact that it's easier than walking a block on Oneida Street. That's what irritated me. So I don't know why you would do that at the end of the show. I don't
the
know.
The analogy
why.
Didn't irritate you as much as our failure to back you up.
I don't
you.
Understand how. I ask a lot of times, you're with me or against me? I don't always want you with me. This was one. It was just so blatantly.
I think we're all just uncomfortable, and we want to get out of that.
You mean you're uncomfortable? No, you need to stand up.
You need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
How did we feel about the lineup of Boldathon contributors this year? Did we like it? Were we
really
missing anyone?
Really missed Kyle Wallace.
Yeah.
Gotta say.
Yeah, I thought Kyle not doing it.
He had
was
a chance.
Really irritating.
He could have been a plus one.
Irritating.
He denied the opportunity.
By the way, I thought Brad Nortman had the best day of all of us today. I thought he had a really good take. I thought he's obviously on baby watch, joined us. He's got all his balls in his house there. It was a great, I thought his appearance was fabulous. We wish him and Lexi the best as they await the arrival of baby Nortman. All right, that's it for us today. Craig is in Los Angeles with the Rich Eisen Show. I don't think he'll be a guest on the show, but that is next. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.